Questions for Sam?
Game. What? How much do you think that you could have gotten rid of the ball quicker, or do you just think that it's a whole offensive issue right now?
I think obviously there were times I could have gotten it out quicker. You know, I think, you know, when you look at it, you know, it's all of us. I've got to find ways to get the ball out. You know, we've got to find different schemes to get it out. We've got to get open out wide quicker, and, you know, sometimes protection's got to be a little bit better up front. But, you know, I think we all have a hand in it. And, you know, this week going out to practice, you know, I think we realized that, you know, we all have to do our jobs to solve, you know, the problems that showed up on Sunday.
Sam, I know you faced a great deal of pressure. Troy Aikman had said on the broadcast that you need to do a better job of holding on to the ball when, you know, they're trying to strip sack you there and all that. Just talk about the four fumbles, and you think looking at the film, you could have held on to the ball in some of them, or what?
I think probably the ones in the second half, definitely could have tried to hold on to those. You know, can be better with two hands on it, especially in traffic. At that point in the game, I realized that, you know, we had seen quite a bit of pressure in the middle. And so, yeah, I do have to be better. I have to be more aware of my surroundings, you know, keeping two hands on it and making sure that it's secure when I'm in the pocket.
Sam, do you feel like the Eagles found the, you know, like the proverbial blueprint to beat this offense? And if so, what are the challenges that you faced to counter that, you know?
I think we just realized that, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, but, you know, when you look at the film and you look at the things, the mistakes that we made on Sunday, you know, they're all fixable. A lot of them, you know, were just mental mistakes. There's things that, you know, we have done correctly the previous 5 weeks and then just failed to execute or failed to do them correctly on Sunday. And so we just got to get back on track and go out there and be the offense that we know we can be.
Anticipate like similar approaches, I mean, similar defensive game plans, or is it just that where that fit the Eagles personnel?
As far as what?
As far as the blitzing that they used and the different pressure approaches.
I think each defense is different, but obviously, I'm sure Chicago's looking at what they did and what they had success with, and, you know, I'm sure that we'll see some carryover, so we've got to be prepared to see some of that.
Sam, how do those the when you run a run pass option play, how does that create an advantage for the offense?
As far as what?
I mean, just the why do you use them? You know, what kind of stress does that put on a defense when you have the plays where you have the option either to hand it off the running back or maybe throw a bubble screen or something like that?
You just try to get the numbers in your favor. You know, obviously, instead of having to kill a play from a run to a pass, when you have those options, you know, whether they be, you know, the outside wide receiver screens or bubble screens, you know, if you get a bad number count in the box, you can deal it out there and hopefully come up with something positive.
Does most of the processing happen with those before the snap, or do you have to, you know, do a lot of processing after you take the snap in that short period of time to make the decision?
It just depends on the look that you're getting. You know, sometimes if they line up in it, then you know what your look is pre-snap. But if you get late rotation or a late pressure, then it's something you got to see on the snap.
And was that a new thing that the Eagles were doing where they were blitzing that corner and then they had a guy filling in to kind of take away the bubble screen? Have you guys seen teams play it that way before, or was that a new thing the Eagles did?
They were just playing man behind it, but, you know, we probably hadn't seen them get down there quite as early to take it away. They did a nice job with that.
Sam, how do you feel about the up-and-down nature of the NFL in regards to the last week for you? I mean, last week, your midseason MVP, you're riding high. This week, it's kind of what's wrong with Sam Bradford. Is it just the nature of the NFL, maybe?
That's pretty much why I don't pay attention to it. You know, whether things are going good, things are going bad. I'm usually the same person. You know, I'm going to be the same person after a win, after a loss. And, you know, I think, like I said, we all realize that, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. You know, we need to go out and have three good practices, get ready to go out and play Chicago. And it starts with me. You know, I've got to go out on the practice field this week, be sharp, and lead these guys.
This is the first time you have lost here. So what have you gleaned from the offense in terms of how they're going to be able to pivot back to getting things in order?
I think it's been good. You know, obviously we haven't gotten onto the practice field yet, but, you know, I thought we just had a really good walkthrough. I thought everyone was in tune to what we were doing. You know, I thought we were crisp. I thought the energy was good. You know, we'll just look to carry that over to the practice field, you know, and just make sure, you know, that we're doing all of the things that we need to do to correct the mistakes from last week.
What do you think of the Bears in general and the two outside linebackers, Young and Floyd in particular?
Yeah. Obviously they create some problems. You know, their front seven's playing really good right now. Similar to the defense we faced last week, and their strength was, you know, kind of the middle of the defense and the front. You know, so we're going to have to handle their front, handle their, you know, interior linebackers, and make sure that, you know, we've got a good handle on them.
That strip and the touchdown against the Packers, they had them both lined up on the same side, the left side of the defense. Had they shown that before, or is that something that's new?
Obviously they can move those guys around how they feel. I'd really have to go back and look at it, you know, to give you a more accurate count of how many times they've done that.
When you see those two type of pass rushers on the same side rushing, what goes through your mind, and what kind of adjustments you have to make?
I mean, not a lot, to be honest. I mean,
how much do you think an improved running game would just help the offense overall?
I think there's no doubt, you know, it would help. You know, I think I've said it. You know, I think we're best when we're balanced. You know, you look at the game on Sunday and, you know, we had to throw the ball 41 times, and usually when you're having to throw the ball, you know, 40, 50 times, you know, things aren't going well on offense. So, you know, for us to stay balanced, we've got to come out, you know, play well early in the game, get a lead, and then we can maintain that balance.
How about the rotation of the offensive tackles? Do you feel like there were communication issues there?
I don't think there were any communication issues there. I mean, you'd have to ask those guys how they felt about coming in and out.
Time for a couple more.
It's been a while since you played in Chicago. What kind of stands out? I know it's been a few years, but what stands out most?
I honestly don't remember much about the last time we were there, so yeah, not much.
Nothing about the fans then?
I mean, obviously, anytime you go on the road on Monday night, you know, you're expecting, you know, a loud atmosphere. You know, we know going in there that it's something we're going to have to deal with. I think it's important for us to go in and start fast this week.